I'm Toriana Newton, and I'm at my aunt's house in Cal City, Florida. And today's date is March 27th, and I'm interviewing my grandmother, Nellie Mitchell. For historical purposes, can you spell your first and your last name?
N-E-L-L-I-E. M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L.
Can you describe for me when and where were you born, and a bit about your parents and your grandparents?
I was born in Miami, Florida, December the 26th, 1929. My father's name was Joseph Mitchell, Joseph LeVarity. My mother's name was Carrie LeVarity. We had 12 sisters and brothers. We lived at 1268 Northwest 68th Street, and we lived there for many years.
What was it like growing up in Miami? And what was your community like as a child?
As I grew up in Miami, it was just like it is now with the integration problem between the black and the white, but it wasn't as bad as it is now.
Do you still have memories of segregation in Miami, such as the wall, and can you explain it for me?
Yes, I do. I have a premonition of the blacks and the white when we lived on 68 Terrace. There was a wall there separating the blacks from the whites, and we couldn't go on the white side.
Can you recall anything about local or national effects to bring full civil rights to black Americans?
No.
Describe what you remember hearing about the 1968 riot in Liberty City.
The 1968 riot in Liberty City was very bad. They burned down stores that we would go to buy our goods from, and some houses they killed the white people that came through the Negro section. And what I experienced was very bad.
What was the response in Miami to the assassinations in 1960?
The assassination of who?
Of President Kennedy, or Bobby Kennedy, or the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.?
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., it was very bad. The people, it was very, very hurtful to the blacks, because Martin Luther King believed in being, free for the blacks to be able to do the same thing the whites. And he did it peacefully.
What do you remember going to Virginia Key Beach?
Yes, our family did go to Virginia Key Beach.
Did you go for vacational purposes, or did you just go?
We went for recreational purposes.
So how did the civil rights movement influence your life? Or affect your life?
In many ways, because we couldn't try on shoes in the downtown area. We couldn't try on clothes. The whites could, but blacks couldn't try on clothes. They couldn't go into the cafeterias. In many, many ways, we couldn't even go into the hotels.
Do What do you know about the history or the area of where Turner Tech stands now? Do you know anything about the area that you...
Well, I know it was wooded areas. It had growth. It was grown up in wood. It was very wooded and farmed. It was a farming area.
Was public transportation very different? Well, do you think that public transportation was very different from other places?
Yes, it was, because the blacks had to sit to the back, and the whites could sit in the front seats of the buses.
So it was the same way like any other place, like Alabama or Georgia?
Well, I don't know how it was in Alabama and Georgia, but I know here in Florida, no blacks could sit to the front of the bus. They had to go to the back of the bus.
And do you remember the...
You were seated. All seated in the back of the bus.
Do you remember the bus boycott in 1995?
No, I don't remember that.
Oh, was there, what about the water fountains in Miami?
The same as the water fountains. The blacks couldn't drink from water fountains, neither use toilets. Even in the downtown area, the blacks were not allowed.
So, have you ever seen any sign that said black only or...
Yes, they did have that in the stores. You know, at white only, you know, the blacks could not use the water fountains. Many, many things that they couldn't do.
Restaurants were the same also?
Yes, because the restaurants was only white. Black people could not go in and be seated, you know, and be served in a restaurant either.
So you couldn't go into Bertrand's at the time and try on clothes?
Right. You couldn't try on shoes. You couldn't try on clothes. The blacks could not.
Can you tell me, do you remember what middle school or what high school you went to?
I went to Dorsey High School. And I went to the 12th grade, but I didn't graduate.
Do you remember where the school is located, or is it
yes,
still
Yes, it's
the
still there. It's 1700 North 71st Street.
Did you know anyone, any of your family members who were involved in the civil rights movement?
No.
Back then, did you ever think that it will be any more different now? Like, have you ever thought about the future, or would it be different in the future? Back then, like during those times, did you ever think they would be different?
No, I really didn't.
So you just... Do you think that now, do you think that the future is different from the past?
Here now, you
the
mean
present,
now
the
is
present.
The present is different from the past? Oh yes, very much different. And we had people, black people, that allowed and made it possible.
Do you know any other people? Like not know, but can you name some of the people who you think that made it possible?
Beside Martin Luther King
and
Rosa Parks. That's two of the ones I really knew that made it possible for us to be able to, you know, do like the whites, the same thing, you know, be equal opportunities. Somewhat, but it's still a lot of segregation around today.
Like around that time, were there any bombings? Racism.
I don't remember any bombings, but I don't remember any bombings, but I do remember the race riots.
Like any threats that were maybe towards, you don't.
I don't remember. It's almost 15 minutes, right?
Okay, thank you for your time.
What I'm supposed to say.
Thank you for your time. So fun.